Against a blue background, a shimmering louvered image of a castle forms. The space beneath the castle flares magically to reveal the words Walt Disney Pictures as a shooting star creates an arch. On an animated map, the word heart beats, situated between sinus and upper colon. A baby peeks from an airplane's window.
Deep in the heart of Africa is a place no man has ever entered. A place that belongs to the lion, the elephant, and the ape. A place known as the Bakuvu. Travelers flying overhead can only glimpse at its many marvels. Its sparkling rivers. Its lush belts. Its billowy cloud formations. And
the plane strikes a cloud-covered mountain.
Its hidden mountains.
The plane stuck in a tree.
Never fear, my friends. All was not lost. Scraped and boo-booed, they searched high and low. But they never recovered their most precious cargo.
Clad in a George t-shirt, the baby swings from a tall tree. Two vines attached to his diapers. The vines snap. He grabs hold of longer vines and swings from one to another. He smacks into a tree, then swings through a banana yellow title, George of the Jungle. An ape rescues him from the jaws of a carnivorous plant.
Watch out for that tree. When he gets in a scrape, he makes his escape with help from his friend, an ape named Ape. And his elephant Shep can fetch along. He's bad for his friend, he's George's dog.
Shep hops from foot to foot with a croc in his trunk. The word George stretches back like a slingshot and hurls the baby forward into a tree.
Hear him holler, swing and sing, all the animals come to the Jungle King.
George line dances with ape, Shep, and a bird.
So grab a vine and swing in time, and smack a tree, just ain't no mind. Like
jungle animals of all sizes swing from vines, then George does the same.
Watch out for that tree.
The dangling animals watch George smack into the word tree. One by one, a hippo, water buffalo, croc, and other swinging beasts collide with tree trunks. As George swings toward us, his animated gaping mouth is replaced by a live-action jungle.
25 years later, the bouncing baby boy has grown into a swinging jungle king.
Four gorillas beat bongos.
He is swift. He is strong. He is sure. He is smart.
The adult George smacks a tree and plunges down.
He is unconscious. Meanwhile, 43 vines away, George's kingdom was being threatened by a terrifying intruder.
Hi, everybody. Me again. Third day in Mbuibui. Look at this incredible...
banyan tree.
Banyan tree. And look what's in it.
The pretty blonde woman beckons her bearded videographer, who records a trio of monkeys.
Could you die?
Later, she films a camp.
And over here is the outhouse, which you don't want to see, believe me. By the way, Betsy, thank you so much for those moist towelettes. They've been a lifesaver. And these are the wonderful porters. Wave, guys! And this is our guide, Mr. Kwame. Without him, we would be lost.
The bearded Kwame bobs. The woman's panning camera does a double take as a rugged man gets out of a jeep.
And this is Lyle!
Hello, Bushum Burrens!
What are you doing here?
Oh, what kind of greeting is that to give your fiancé? Aren't you happy to see me?
Yeah, of course I am.
Lyle smooches her.
Yeah. The jungle loves you. You're beautiful.
How did you find me?
Well, I just hired the two best trackers in the business.
A burly guy scratches himself.
Oh, I'm chafing, Max. I'm chafing big time.
Didn't I tell you not to wear 20 pounds of black leather in the jungle? Didn't I tell you? Cotton, I said. Cotton breeze.
Take my things to the ladies' tent. Shake a leg.
Banya, haraka.
Two porters shake their legs.
Later that night, Lyle Vandergroot lost no time in making arrangements to whisk his wayward fiancé back home.
Lyle talks on a cell phone.
Nairobi Hilton. They can airlift us there in 2 hours. Pillows, okay? Wait a second. I'm losing you. Bad reception here. Okay, I've got you back. No, wait. I'm losing you. My batteries are dead. No. Duty.
I don't want to go anyway, Lyle. Tomorrow we're going to climb the mountain where the big apes are. Don't you want to see them?
Only if they can shake a good gin martini without bruising it. How?
Me and Thor here would be happy to help you and the lady up the mountain, Mr. Vandergroot.
Yeah.
With Mr. Kwame leading the way, of course. And if you don't mind me saying so, The apes are supposed to be a fascinating sight. Especially that white ape.
White ape? What's that?
Ask Mr. Kwame. I'll bet he can tell you.
It is only a native legend.
Could you please tell us?
The people say he's over 7 feet tall with the strength of a lion. When the moon is full and the air is sweet, he wanders alone through the jungle, piercing the silence of the valley with his mournful call. Now, some say he is thirsty for blood. Others say he is calling for the mate that he longs for, but will never find. By day, he rules the entire Bakubo from the top of the mountain. But by night...
He and Bigfoot run the candy counter at the Bakuvu Cineplex, now playing on all 14 screens, Planet of the Apes.
As one porter addresses another, a subtitle appears. Moron alert.
Bigfoot? Max, that'd be worth a lot more than any white.
Max nudges Thor.
Ursula, what are we doing here?
Lyle, I came all this way.
Okay. Things I do for you. Looks like we're on, fellows.
Thor grins at Max.
As the sun rose over Ape Mountain, its agitated inhabitants sent an urgent message to George by Bungo Graham, warning the Jungle King that intruders were close afoot.
Ooh, listen. What was that?
Could be the mating call of the White Ape. White Ape sounds like a drink. Yes, bartender, I'll have 2 Black Russians and a White Ape.
A drink the venal Bandicoot would be begging to imbibe if he only knew how near the White Ape was at that very moment. Flying through the foliage, surveying the scenery, cruising in for a closer look, and swinging on through the trees with effortless ease.
Our view smacks into a tree. A gorilla's face is carved into a mountainside.
And so, onward and upward, the tired trekkers trudged on feverish footsies over perilous paths. When they finally beheld the mighty Ape Mountain, they reacted with awe.
Awe.
I said awe. A-W-E. That's better.
Single file on the bridge. Step very cautiously. It is full of rotten planks. And one false move, you can fall over. Then you would have a very long time to wave goodbye.
Don't you worry, Peanut. I was on a bridge like this in Maui. It was steady as a rock. See?
Lyle grips the bridge's rope railings and rocks side to side. Ursula loses her footing. Then one of the porters tumbles over the side. He plunges into a chasm, limbs flailing.
Don't worry, nobody dies in this story. They just get really big boo-boos.
At camp.
What did I tell you?
You know, they shouldn't let inexperienced guides like that on these tracks.
As the bandaged porter speaks, a subtitle appears. I was on a bridge like this in Maui that was steady as a rock.
Did you see the look that guy just gave me? Probably saying I'm the biggest jerk they've ever seen in their lives. Probably trying to think of something evil to do to me.
The other porters converse. That guy's the biggest jerk I've ever seen in my life. Let's think of something evil to do to him.
If they turn on us, we're never going to get home. It's up to me to make the peace.
I'm going in. Gentlemen, cigar, cigarette. Okay, gifts from America. I give you a cigar, you give me some of your lands.
All right. A first contact has been made. Ready? Aim.
As Lyle flicks a pistol-shaped lighter, two porters duck.
There you go, my man.
The trackers shoo away a monkey.
You like magic fire? Do ya? Well, go on.
Lyle flashes an instant camera in another's face and hands his photo off.
There you go. Magic picture. Get another gift from America? Here you go. You're welcome.
Lyle gives the injured porter the camera.
So I'm Jingo Ed.
Kwame laughs. The porter aims another camera at Lyle.
35mm Zaidi.
The porters break into laughter, joined by Ursula. Lyle looks around sheepishly.
Translation, please.
He says that he likes your magic pictures, but he prefers the resolution of the Leica 35mm transparency. He also says that your lens is dirty, but he has the equipment to clean it for you.
Ursula raises a map over her giggling mouth.
Tell him to clean this while he's at it.
Lyle hands him his lighter.
Come on, let's go.
Where?
Find you an ape so we can get the heck out of here.
Lyle, we can't go into the jungle alone. We could get lost out here.
My job to get you what you want. You want a double decaf latte with mocha sprinkles? You will get a double decaf latte with mocha sprinkles. You want a white ape? I'll get you a white ape. Here, monkey, monkey, monkey. Here, gorilla, gorilla. Come on.
A shape moves in nearby foliage. Ursula's head darts.
Don't move.
You mean I actually found one? It worked?
She covers his mouth with her hand.
Wanna go? Come on.
They turn in the same direction and scan the dense jungle vegetation. Hands on hips, Lyle purses his lips.
God, that scared me.
Scared me too.
A lion leaps from the bushes, then assumes a threatening stance.
I'm gonna go get help. You wait here!
Lyle trips on a root and falls unconscious. The lion sets his sights on Ursula. As she backs toward a boulder, the great cat approaches. Ursula braces her back against the rock wall and cowers. The lion's growling mouth fills her view. George looks down from a high tree limb near a hanging vine. The lion and Ursula glance up. George grabs hold of the long vine and swoops toward the clearing. He swings between them, his momentum carrying him towards a tree. The lion winces. George lifts his head, then hits the tree trunk full force. Looking on, a monkey closes his eyes. Clutching the trunk, George adjusts his jaw. As he shakes his head, he loses his grip and falls, straddling a limb. The monkey winces. George tumbles down, bounces off the lion's back, and rolls into a battle stance. As the lion gets to his feet, Ursula backs away. Man and beast circle one another. The lion locks eyes with George. As the great cat leaps, George dives into a barrel roll and evades him. The lion pounces on George, who struggles to keep his open jaws from his face.
When lion brush last?
He wrestles the pawing lion onto his back. As Ursula hurries closer, the lion socks George's face. An orangutan covers its eyes. George punches back, then takes off in a blur. George bounces himself off a tree trunk, hurtles forward, and straight arms the pouncing lion.
Rubber tree. Always good for clothesline.
Oopsie kitty!
George hoists the lion over his head and spins him. Ursula's gaze twirls as she follows the whizzing animal. George spins the animal on one finger and poses, hand on hip.
George's not even trying hard.
Ursula gazes in confusion. George heaves the lion onto his shoulders, tosses him down, and lands atop his flank.
Flying pile driver!
Having some fun now!
Bad kitty!
George yanks the defeated lion to his feet and runs him off into the jungle thicket. Ursula hesitantly enters the clearing, gazing around warily. The lion reemerges from the dense foliage. As it pounces, George swings over on his vine and carries her to safety.
That close one!
Huh? Watch out for that tree!
Ursula's head strikes a large jutting branch. George shakes the limp woman.
Oops.
He lets go of the vine. On the ground, George sniffs the unconscious woman's face and frowns.
Funny looking fella.
He carries her off. Meanwhile, Lyle stirs on the jungle floor. Through half-open eyes, he spots George rushing by, carrying Ursula over his shoulder.
What is it?
George swings away, Ursula cradled against him. Lyle gets up.
Ursula! Ursula!
He trips on another root and face plants into the dirt. Lifting his head, he sees a white elastic hairband nearby.
Ursula! I found your scrunchie.
George and Ursula swing through the trees. Elsewhere, Ape Mountain looms over the verdant jungle. In a clearing, a tree's thick limbs support a ramshackle wooden dwelling. George swings over and touches down. Ursula awakens, supported around the torso by George, and groggily takes in the treehouse. She blinks, then rests her head on her rescuer's shoulder. George swings them closer. Elsewhere, holding the hairband, Lyle gazes with confusion.
Huh? Go away! What? It was horrible.
Lyle tears his shirt sleeve, then pops off the buttons of his vest.
White ape, man. The white ape has my girlfriend.
I held him off as long as I could. Blood everywhere.
Grabbing red berries from a bush, Lyle stains his clothes and face.
He weighs 400 pounds. The white ape got my girlfriend. The white ape got... Help! Help! Man needs help!
An orangutan blows raspberries as Lyle passes. In the treehouse, Ursula sleeps soundly under a bedspread atop a wood-framed bed. Toys and photos top a nearby dresser.
After a night of feverish fantasies, the perfectly permed heiress, Ursula Stanhope, awoke to the melodious music of the Bakuvu bird life and found herself venturing forth in search of that defender of the innocent, protector of the weak, and all-around good guy, George of the Jungle.
She stretches as she gets out of bed.
But that's not who she saw first.
As an apron-clad gorilla approaches with a tray, Ursula cowers behind the bed.
Get away! Get away! Get away!
The gorilla sets down a beautiful plate of fish, fruit, and eggs. George swings to the treehouse and enters, lugging a large bunch of bananas.
Hello?
He trips on a feather rug, falls, and catches the fruit. As he stands and presses his chest, feathers fly from his mouth.
Feeling better, fella?
Ursula stands, smiling.
Okay, it's that dream. I'm still having that psycho dream. Hello?
As the gorilla starts toward her, she runs to George.
No, worry. Ape friend. Ape maker breakfast.
What does it want? What does it want?
It wants its physician's desk reference, if you don't mind. Unless you'd rather die of dengue fever, of course.
That is very funny. I thought I heard the monkey talk.
Ape removes his eyeglasses.
But that is totally understandable, right? I mean, why wouldn't an ape read textbooks, and why wouldn't I find myself in a treehouse with room service and a Tarzan wannabe? Where are you?
She points to his loincloth.
What do you call that thing?
Butt flap.
Right.
Right. Ursula faints.
Ooh.
George cradles her in his arms.
Bit of a shock, I suppose. Yes.
Fever.
Cold compress. Dab her lightly, George. Talking monkey.
George dabs her neck.
That's the ticket.
Peeking down her blouse, he tosses the compress.
Something funny about this fella.
She's not a fella, George. She's a woman. The female of your species.
You mean Ape and George not brothers?
Well, in a sense, we are related. After all, we're both members of the primate family.
Primate family? Brothers?
I suppose one might claim that there was...
Mommy, make that monkey stop talking.
Perhaps I should refrain from speaking around her as it seems to upset her.
George carries Ursula back to the thatched roof bedroom and lays her down. Ape glances over. George licks her cheek. Ape peers as he draws closer. Ursula stirs her head, then opens her eyes.
What's your name?
Ursula. Ursula Stanhope. Who are you?
George. George Primate. And that brother, Ape. Ape Primate.
Ah!
Ape beats his chest.
I'm gonna pass out again now.
Her head falls back. Elsewhere.
It's Sissy White Ape. I would have choked the life out of him, except that he had two of his lion buddies jump me from behind.
So in this version, there are two lions with the white ape. A minute ago, there was only one.
Hey, the important thing, Quame, is that I was outnumbered.
A subtitle. It's easy to be outnumbered when you're a zero.
Absolutely.
As Ursula wanders inside the treehouse, she enters a wooden framework. It drops as she finds herself descending in an elevator.
Ursula!
Ape paints a colorful artwork. As he spies Ursula approaching, he sets his palette aside and beats his chest. She brushes past him and makes her way to a clearing as George hurries over.
Hi. When I woke up this morning, I remembered about that lion, and I know you saved me yesterday. And I just wanted to say thank you.
George shrugs. She offers a flower.
Now that I'm feeling better, I realize the others must think I'm cat food by now, and I don't want my fiancé, this guy that I was with, to worry, so I should probably go and look for them. And I was wondering if you could help me.
Ursula want to go already?
She nods. George eyes Ape. The gorilla gestures.
Okay, George, help. Get trusty doggy.
Oh, you have a dog. That's great.
Doggy would help find friends. George calls Shep. Shep! Hey, boy! Come on! Hey, boy! Shep!
The ground trembles.
Here comes Shep. Come on, Shep! Come on, boy! Atta boy! Wanna play? Come
An on, elephant boy. Bounds into the clearing, stops, and wags his tail.
Come on, boy! Come on! Good boy, Shep! Come on! Whoa, stop, stop!
Shep skids to a stop.
Sit. Good boy! Good obedience training.
Ursula gapes.
George trained from pup.
That's your dog?
This Shep. George's big, great, peanut-loving Poochie. Good boy, Shep!
George
Good
rubs boy. Shep's trunk and neck.
Good boy, Shep. Good boy. Good boy. Want a shake?
George lifts one of Shep's legs.
Good doggy.
George whispers in Shep's ear.
Shake.
The elephant wraps Ursula in his trunk and lifts her off her feet. George grins and Ape rolls his eyes. Shep bobs her up and down, then gently lowers her to the ground.
See? Shep shake.
He's a big Poochie, all right. Does he fetch?
She grabs a stick. Tossing it aside, he grabs a log.
Yeah, boy. Come on, boy.
As Shep crouches down, George passes the log from hand to hand. Shep rears up. George turns, log behind his back.
Hey, boy.
He hurls it like a javelin.
Come on, boys, run, run! Run, boy! Run, boy! Good boy! Go on, boy, go get it!
As Shep bounds down to another clearing, Ursula shudders. The elephant spots a log among some foliage.
Where'd he go?
George prompts her to wait. Shep trots back, carrying a bigger log in his trunk.
No, not in the roses!
Shep drops the log onto a bed of roses. Later, George and Ursula ride on his back.
And so, with the help of the Jungle King's big, gray, peanut-loving Poochie, George and Ursula set out on a desperate search to find her fiancé, that guy she was with.
Ursula!
While he desperately searched for her.
Lyle rides Pityback atop a porter.
But by the end of the afternoon, her desperation had dimmed.
That was fantastic!
And she had given up all hope of everything. Except enjoying the Jungle King's company from her precarious perch atop his faithful doggy.
So where are we going now?
Find Tookie Tookie Bird for Jungle News.
Tookie Tookie Bird. I love that.
Later they rested, while the tired Tusker teethed on a... Wait a second, the dog bone is too much. Lose it. That's better.
Elsewhere, four gorillas beat on bongos.
Bongogram. What could it mean?
A toucan flies through the jungle. As George sits with Ursula near a waterfall, the bird perches on his arm.
Dookie say little monkey in trouble. George, investigate!
As the toucan flies off, George follows. Ursula rises from her rock seat and joins them. Nearby, a little monkey rubs its face in distress. As Ursula and the toucan look on, George sits by the simian, who sets its paws on his finger.
What happened?
The monkey leans toward his ear.
Where are the monkeys?
The monkey points.
Where? There? How many? That many?
It spreads its arms.
Lots of monkey. Then what happened? Tell George more.
No.
Little monkey say other monkeys call little monkey runt. Not let little monkey play games.
Hi, you okay?
No.
Ursula dabs its eyes.
Don't cry.
The monkey grabs the towelette, rubs its backside, then hands it back.
Little monkey like Ursula.
She grimaces. George cups his mouth to the monkey's ear. The monkey scampers off.
What did you tell him?
Just what?
It dashes forward on two legs, stops, and makes a begging gesture with folded hands. Five other monkeys perched on a log turn their backs. The little monkey turns around and spreads its arms. As the lion approaches, the little monkey covers its face. The five on the log scatter, leaving the little monkey to face the great cat. The lion's forelegs dwarf the primate, who starts to beat on its chest like a gorilla. The lion pins its ears back and stands down. George beats his own chest. As the lion takes a glance back, the monkey points. The lion turns tail. Ursula watches the little monkey's companions emerge from hiding to join it. The little monkey high-fives another one. A third primate gives a thumbs up. Then the lion peeks from a plant. He blinks at George, who winks and clucks his tongue.
Meanwhile, back at a really big footprint in the mud,
Kwame studies a human's barefoot track, then scans the area.
What's happening?
This footprint does not belong to any of my men.
See? There's your proof. The white ape does exist. Now all we have to do is track down the girl and the apes in the bag.
On the treehouse stairs.
No, seriously. I don't know if I want to do this again.
Ursula, need to relax when it comes to vine swinging. For George.
He offers Ursula the vine rope. Hmm?
Swing, swing, swing.
She takes it.
Come on. Want George of Jungle to tell you special vine swinging secrets?
Fine. Tell me all your secrets.
George's secrets. There's the shortest book ever written.
Oh. Wrap it around your sock for a special George of Jungle footlock. Not ready to try again?
No.
As George shoves Ursula, she swings off the stairs. George and his gorilla pals hop up and down with excitement. As Ursula comes back, he gives her another push. Ursula loses her grip and falls in a pile of leaves. Ape watches.
Like this, Ursula!
George swings over, reclined and with legs kicking. Then he dangles by his feet and beats his chest.
Look, no hands!
The gorillas carry a trampoline, struggling to place it as George swings first one way, then another.
That's pretty good! George, watch out for that!
George pulls his face free from the tree trunk, revealing a deep recess in the bark, then grabs the vine. The gorillas position the trampoline as he plunges. Bouncing off the springy surface, George crashes atop a log. Ursula winces.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the king of the jungle.
George lifts his head. The gorillas rock with laughter. Later, in the treehouse's kitchen,
where the devil is my egg timer?
The toucan has it.
Toucan? I'm fed up with this felonious fowl stealing everything in the kitchen.
Ape retreats.
Miserable creature.
George wears a lei and a flower in his hair.
George, what on earth are you doing?
Don't just feel like looking a little special today, at all.
Possibly there is a stirring of special feelings within you?
George grips the bedroom's wooden doorframe and gazes tenderly at Ursula, who stirs in her sleep. Ape joins him.
George having stirring of special feelings right now.
I see.
Good thing she's same species, huh?
Yes.
Ape? Tell George how to make Ursula George's mate. Please? Brother?
First, command her attention by bulging out your cheeks and pursing your lips.
Show George.
All right. Just like this. Watch.
George struggles to mimic Ape's fierce expression.
Even puffier. Next, display your interest by drawing back your upper lip, jutting your jaw forward, and exposing your teeth. Now, throw a handful of leaves in the air, then leap about and hoot in a dominant fashion.
Like I say?
Good. She won't be able to resist that.
Elsewhere, Lyle rides piggyback to top the largest porter.
Ursula! Gosh, this trail's really rough.
The bandaged porter glares. A subtitle. Drop him, you're not his donkey. Yes, he sets Lyle down.
Hey. Ursula!
Next cliff we pass, he's history. The porters put down their gear and sit on a log.
Hey, come back here.
They're not abandoning us, are they?
They are threatening.
If you don't mind, Quaim, I have a knack for getting the most out of my employees. Do you mind if I address the porters?
They only speak Swahili.
Well, I just happen to have a Swahili phrasebook.
Be my guest.
What's Jana?
Subtitles appear. Pardon me, girls. I know you're feeling pretty hey sailor up here about now.
Lakini!
Kwame rolls his eyes. But if you would just let me order a bowl of fried clams, we can all have smallpox tomorrow morning. Lyle grins and points.
I think our troubles are over.
Tell them I'll pay 50 zamolas a man if they'll help me capture the White Ape and bring him back alive.
Alive? After he, he pulled Ursula's scrunchie off. We know that much.
50 zamolas a man, what do you say?
They only speak Swahili.
100 zamolas a man and you got a deal.
Hey, wait a second.
Done.
Meanwhile, at a very big and expensive waterfall set, Ursula was amazed that she was lost in the wilderness with a jungle man.
Here I am, lost in the wilderness with a jungle man. Yeah. I should be terrified that no one will ever find me, but I'm not. Thank you.
For what?
For this adventure. It's what I've always wanted.
George raises his hand.
King of Jungle, only here to help.
They avert their eyes and nod awkwardly. George's gaze searches Ursula, who looks away as he puffs his cheeks. Puffing them further, he faces her. Ursula does a double take. George lifts his brow and makes a swooning face.
George, are you okay? Your face is swelling.
As she pats his cheeks, he bares his teeth.
Something in my teeth?
George tosses moss. He rises, hops, then tears at a rock wall. Giving up, he flails his arms wildly. George leaps beside Ursula, spreads his arms wide, then makes savage faces.
Listen, step outside for a little air. Okay?
At night.
Are you sure you threw the leaves?
George threw leaves.
Well, cheer up, old boy. I spent all day poring through every book in the library, and finally I found this.
It's a copy of Coffee, Tea, or Me.
It's positively packed full of human courtship rituals.
Ursula eavesdrop above.
What's a nice girl like you doing in a plane like this?
Ape gawks at her, tosses the book aside, and leans toward George.
Go for it.
George stands and heads up the treehouse stairs. Clutching the vine, he hoists himself onto a balcony.
Hi.
Seated side by side, they face each other with half-open mouths.
What?
George lifts his brow. Ursula touches an animal tooth pendant hanging from his neck.
Did you fight a crocodile for this?
Oh, no, George not fight. Crocodile had toothache. George pulled tooth. Crocodile give to George after. Gift. Good juju.
Juju?
Good luck. Protection.
She removes a rhinestone ring from her finger.
I have something like that, too. Want to see? It's not worth anything. I found it in a cereal box when I was 10 years old. It's my good luck. My juju.
They smile fondly at one another.
Can I?
As Ursula reaches around George's head and fiddles with the necklace, he sniffs her hair. She draws back. Then George gazes downward, fingering the purple stone ring that now hangs beside the croc tooth.
I want you to have that.
For George?
He nods.
That's the nicest present George ever got. Thank you.
They gaze into the distance. The gorillas sit in a circle, beating their bongos.
All right, man. Yeah.
It's dancing time.
George heads onto the staircase, then gazes up.
Ursula, want to dance?
Oh, no. Thank you. I'd be too embarrassed.
What mean embarrassed?
That's when you feel stupid in front of other people. You know, like they're judging you. You've never felt that?
No. There are no other people.
Good point.
George not feel stupid. Sometimes George smash into a tree. And sometimes
George loses his footing and tumbles to the ground. Rising, he whips his tunic off his shoulders.
Sometimes George fall out of treehouse, but not feel stupid. Something good always happened after. George just lucky, I guess.
He grins.
No people here to look stupid for. Just George.
George shimmies and points. George beckons, then Ursula lets him help her down. They stand facing each other. He swoops Ursula in his arm and sets her down in front of him. As she turns one way, he ducks the other, then playfully shakes her arms. As four gorillas beat bongos and another shakes maracas, George executes a deft high kick. Ursula watches admiringly, her face lit with firelight. George spin kicks. As she hesitantly starts to move her arms, he sweeps his out wide. Bobbing side to side, Ursula watches George. She raises her arms and cracks up as she beats her chest. They dance freely around a roaring fire. As Ursula spins, the toucan taps his beak on a bongo. George leaps over the fire, then dances facing Ursula, who hops with abandon. He points at Ape seated nearby, who returns the gesture. George takes Ursula by the waist, and they hop in a circle. They separate, then skip around the fire pit, crossing paths, with their arms waving.
And so it came to pass that George of the Jungle attended his first co-ed dance.
Daytime. As the largest porter clears branches in front of him, they smack Lyle, who brings up the rear.
But his rapturous rendezvous with the urban heiress was to be short-lived, as the very next morning, Kwame and his men were growing dangerously close. That is, dangerously close to shoving a coconut up Lyle's sleeping bag.
That's it! I've had it! I am the richest, smartest, handsomest guy here, so I have to go first!
He trips on a root and face-plants in a mushy green mound. Lifting his dung-covered face, he spits.
There's an elephant around here. Bad guy falls in poop. Classic element of physical comedy. Now comes the part where we throw our heads back and laugh. Ready?
Ready!
An orangutan points, joining the porters in laughter. Lyle spits out seeds.
Those were nowhere near properly digested. In case anybody's wondering, I'm okay.
He pops the cigar into his mouth.
Have you cleaned my lighter yet?
A subtitle. One moment, you blonde-haired baboon. The bandaged porter reaches into the largest guy's backpack, pulls out two silver pistols, and tosses one to Lyle.
Come on, come on. That was Ursula. Did you hear that? She's alive. Ursula!
Why don't you bring on a brass band while you're at it, you nit? We've got to be stealthy here, right?
Stealthy. Right.
Max gets a whiff of Lyle and grimaces. Thor chambers around in his rifle.
Party time.
He eyes the porters.
We'll take it from here.
Now a tree's low-hanging branch rises as Lyle lifts his head from beneath it. He gazes frantically around. Lyle rolls on the ground atop Max and Thor as they peer into the distance.
Get off!
They shove Lyle off. He peers through the wrong end of his binoculars, then flips them around.
He's him!
They spy George playing with gorillas.
Hey, it's a dude. I told you there weren't no white ape. You dragged me all the way up here to look at some guy in a leopard skin bikini. If I wanted to see that, I could have stayed in Miami. Wait a second. The white ape is a man? I mean, yeah. Hang on. Can you see if he's dangerous?
Hey, boy!
I've got a feeling he's not.
Okay, I'll go first. If he gets aggressive, I'll scare him off with this.
I thought that was a lighter.
It is a lighter, but he doesn't know that.
Silver pistol in hand, Lyle crawls, then rolls into a crouch. He gazes upon the treehouse and draws closer.
Ursula, it's me, Lyle.
Your man. I've come for you. Are you okay?
Max and Thor trade an annoyed look. Ursula starts downstairs.
Ursula!
Liar, what are you doing here?
Thank God. Mushy Bear, you're safe. I don't believe it. Oh, I was so afraid for your safety.
The trackers watch as Lyle helps her down, then smooches her.
Lyle, don't get all smoochy and disgusting with me, okay? I remember what you did when that lion came.
What are you talking about? I was fighting the lion the whole time. You were just so terrified you don't remember.
I remember George. That's who I remember.
George?
Look over there. What do you see?
Seen through binoculars, Shep curls his trunk.
An elephant.
But what has the elephant got?
Seated on his haunches, Shep scratches behind his ear.
Fleas.
Ivory. White gold.
Listen, Ursula, I have no idea what you're talking about. Can we just go?
George!
Ursula! Ready?
George sees Thor aiming his rifle. Ape leaps from the balcony and lands below.
Run, Shep! Run for your life!
Did that monkey just speak?
That monkey just spoke.
I knew it.
It's art. Shoot it now. With the tranquilizer gun, idiot. That's worth a fortune.
Lyle aims his pistol at the charging George.
Stop for a shoot!
The orangutan covers its eyes. George hurtles forward toward Lyle in slow motion. Thor waves him off. Lyle's face becomes a blur as George reaches him. Ape, Lyle, and Ursula scream. Later on a plane, she crouches beside George as he lies on a couch, a bandage on his forehead.
Whew! Okay, kids, let's settle down and review the important information. Lyle is a big doofus. Poor George was really shot but can't die because, let's face it, he's the hero. So the naturally concerned and preternaturally wealthy Ursula Stanhope whisked George off in a private jet bound for the country of his birth, where he would get the finest medical treatment available.
I'm gonna get you the finest medical treatment available.
As for those pesky, pernicious, and putrid poachers, Max and Thor, they awaited their fate in the Bosom Borough jail.
You two, out.
Acquitted?
No, deported.
Meanwhile, Kwame and his men faced the next to impossible task of picking out George's assailant from a lineup of the usual suspects.
Too short, too sweaty.
Wait a second. That's the guy. That's the guy who shot him. I never forget a face. Me?
Lyle stands with eight men who wear local garb. Max and Thor walk through an open-air market.
No, Max. Forget about it. I do not want to listen to any more of your ideas.
You'll like this one. We're going to steal Georgie Boy's talking ape.
You mean back up the mountain?
Thor, that ape is our ticket out of poaching and into show business. No. Think about it. We got a talking ape. What does Siegfried and Roy have?
Sequins?
Exactly. Get ready for room service, mate. And girls, we're getting our ape and going to Vegas. By next weekend, we'll be headlining at the Tropicana. Nobody is going to stop us.
Right. George of the Jungle must be halfway to Frisco by now.
In a limo.
Ah, but the plotting poachers were only half correct. For at that very moment, our handsome hero was all the way to San Francisco.
Yes, Mother, I'm safe.
You're sure you didn't catch dengue fever?
No, Mother, I did not catch dengue fever.
Well, how's your temperature?
Normal.
Color of your tongue?
Ursula checks a mirror.
Pink.
What about your...
Regular.
Now, Lyle, how is my darling future son-in-law?
Lyle is...
As Ursula talks on the phone, George sits on the car's roof.
He's happy to be home, Mom. Could you hold on 1 second?
She yanks George down through the sunroof.
George, please don't call any animals into the car, okay? Thanks. Mom?
George fiddles with ceiling controls.
Mom, hold on, I'm listening again. George, no.
Are you paying any attention? This is important.
He juggles the car's cigarette lighter, drops it under his butt, then sticks his head out the window.
This faster than riding big gray peanut-loving poochie ship.
They near a van's open door.
George, watch out for that!
His head strikes it, breaking it off. Ooh. Wincing, he returns through the window. At night, lights illuminate the San Francisco skyline. George and Ursula gaze out from a balcony.
So what do you think of my jungle?
This very high treehouse. Good place to call friends from, sound Gary.
Oh, no.
Smiling, Ursula covers her ears.
And I we're 10 stories up, George. I don't think the animals can make it up here.
Oh, sure, George, know that. George, know that.
He nods and grins, averting his gaze. Looking sweetly at George, Ursula smiles. As he watches the traffic below, he frowns. A breeze flutters his long, unkempt hair.
You must be tired. I'll make the couch up for you to sleep in the living room.
Oh, no. George, sleep here in Treehouse.
Okay, good night.
Ursula kisses his brow and heads toward the house.
Sleep sweet, Ursula.
Sleep sweet, George.
She steps through a sliding door. George furrows his brow.
Ooh.
A cable car passes below a high-rise.
Well, Ursula's fiancé is in prison, and there's a jungle man sleeping on her balcony. She could use a best friend right now.
Hi.
Hi.
I got here as fast as I could. Where is he?
He's under the water. He's in the shower.
Not anymore.
George stands, wet George. And bare-torsoed.
Bad waterfall. First water get hot, and then George slipped on this strange yellow rock.
A bar of soap slips in his hand. The women gawk.
Hi, George of Jungle.
Charmed, I'm sure.
George.
Ursula hands him a book to cover his front and a bowl for his backside.
Cover the booty. Can I get you some clothes? Sorry, Betsy.
Bye.
No problem.
Okay.
See why they made him king of the jungle.
Later.
Betsy, I am in trouble here, okay? How am I going to tell my parents that my fiancé's in an African jail and that I brought home a jungle man?
You are totally stuck on George, huh?
No, I am not.
Can I have him then?
Okay, let's think. What am I going to do about tomorrow?
Tomorrow is your engagement party, and unless they give day passes at a Bujumbura jail, Lyle is not likely to attend. So tell him the truth and don't worry about it. And take George. He can back up your story, right?
All right. So I'll tell my dad first thing in the morning.
Make it second thing. First thing, I suggest you buy Jungle Man some clothes.
George pulls a floral pattern dress over his tall, well-built frame.
Nice butt flap.
He swivels his hips. Still wearing the dress, he swings from a streetlight in a bustling crosswalk.
Being of a conservative mind regarding gender roles, Ursula Stanhope wasted no time in taking George of the Jungle to a fine haberdasher.
Inside a multi-level rotunda.
And this is Neiman Marcus.
Ooh! They have big, shiny cave.
Hello, would you like to sample our new fragrance?
George sprays his face.
Thank you.
He rubs his teeth. Later, George poses at a mirror wearing a dress shirt and slacks. A salesman places a suit coat over his shoulders.
Later, in the men's department, after discovering his long-lost brothers, the Jungle King was pleased to find he looked pretty good in Armani.
Pretty darn good.
George faces us. Later on a street, a skateboarder glides past.
Why everyone run around crazy like antelope in mating season?
They're just trying to make a living. It's a different kind of jungle here, George. It's survival of the fittest. Dog eat dog.
Dog eat dog. Dog eat dog here?
No, that's not what I mean.
George, never bring Shep here. Never.
Every story gets to have a really big coincidence, and here's ours. Who should see them walking down the street but Ursula's meddling mother?
In a car.
Yes, Lyle Vandergroot, please. Is not.
A small dog beside her perks up its head.
Meanwhile, back on Ape Mountain, George's friends were going positively gaga from missing the Jungle King.
No! Look at this. Ruin! Ruin! Shep, come here at once.
Ape holds a long, shredded object.
How many times do I have to tell you my violin bow is not a chew toy? Bad dog!
The toucans perch nearby.
You, out of my sight, you feathered fool!
Shep lifts a leg.
No! Not on the tree!
Shep pees. Ape punches a railing in the apartment.
Ursula, it's Mother. Pick up the phone and tell me who that man was I saw you strolling with today. And where is Lyle? We must discuss the engagement party.
George juggles apples near the phone.
I know you're there, Ursula. Pick up the phone and tell me why you have been avoiding me. Pick up the phone!
As George answers, Ursula's mom staggers back, then hangs up.
Well, I think that was an overreaction.
In Ursula's living room.
Just make sure that you stay here while I'm at work, and you can watch TV, and eat, and relax, and I'll be back as soon as I can. Just stay here.
Stay here? George is king of the jungle. No four walls built by modern man can contain him.
Not true. George have every intention of doing exactly what Ursula say.
Really? Is that so?
For a while.
And at that very moment, Betsy and Ursula were on their way to break the news about Lyle to her father. Good luck, kiddo.
Inside Stanhope Bank, a gray-haired man stands before a banner reading, "Best of luck, Ursula and Lyle."
Ursula, welcome home, sweetheart, and happy engagement day.
As George watches TV, he lifts a donut perched on his toe to his hand.
The coffee that brings you together.
He bolts upright mid-chew.
Now, George, understand? George get coffee, then Ursula want George!
He opens a kitchen cabinet, grabs a can of coffee, and chews the grounds. Later, he races through the room and collides with the front door, then vaults over the sofa and lands on the cushions. He tosses the open can and faces us. He watches the weathercast.
So the low has moved offshore, high pressure has built a ridge in, the weather is absolutely gorgeous. If you're not outside, you ought to be.
Who, me?
I mean you.
Ooh. Okay.
And so, jazzed on Java, George of the Jungle made his way into the city by the bay.
Seated atop a cable car with fast food, he falls back as it takes off.
Quickly taking to tourism, the Jungle King enjoyed the first drive-through dining of his life and strolled the city streets until he found something so scintillating he had to say,
"Ooh!"
He peers through a dance studio window. Inside, he bangs out a frenzied rhythm on conga drums. Dancers leap and twirl, then form a conga line. Outside, he looks up from a tourist telescope.
But nothing excited the Jungle King more than the sight of the biggest rope bridge he had ever seen.
A sprawling suspension bridge spans the bay, traffic crawling along it. A tiny figure makes its way up a massive suspension cable. George clutches the cable's railings to propel himself as he jogs onward. Now, atop a scaffold jutting from a tower surmounting the bridge, George stands, gripping a thin cable. Far below, a parasailer clutches a vertical bridge cable with his chute ensnared above him. On the roadway, a rescue ladder extends from a fire truck. George eyes a coil of rope nearby, then faces us.
To swing or not to swing?
The parasailer struggles in his harness.
Swing.
Clutching the overhead cable, George walks to the edge of the scaffold. As a helicopter approaches, he lifts a hand to his head and scans the area. At Stanhope Bank.
As the King of the Jungle quickly calculated the angle and velocity of his next big swing, Ursula felt like jumping off a bridge herself.
I feel so guilty. I don't know what I'm going to do.
First thing, I suggest you tell your father what you came here to tell him.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, honey. Take a look at this. The most remarkable thing is happening on the Bay Bridge.
Where strong winds have carried him to the Bay Bridge, our own Valerie Devlin is live on the scene. Valerie?
Thank you, Carolyn. We do have a breaking story at the Bay Bridge, where a parasailer dangles helplessly 500 feet above the water.
Help!
As the newscopter hovers nearby, George walks down a suspension cable.
There's no word on who this lone daredevil is.
That's George.
He appears to have some kind of rope in his hand. He might be preparing to swing down.
I gotta go.
George lets go of the cable railing and swings on the rope across the bridge, overshooting the ensnared parasailer. Kicking his feet up toward another cable, he pushes off and swings the other way. The parasailer watches, open-mouthed. On a dock, Ursula hurries past a news van and approaches a fireman.
Excuse me, sir. I have to get on this boat.
George comes to the end of his swing, then starts back the other direction as the copter hovers nearby. He sweeps his arm to direct himself to the helpless parasailer and comes to a stop.
Hey, fella! George of Jungle! Need a vine?
Thanks a lot, man. Get me out of this stuff, huh?
As the parasailer grabs the rope, George unfastens his harness. Ursula stands on the bridge of the approaching rescue boat.
Thanks, man.
The parasailer climbs down.
King of Jungle, only here to help.
As George clutches the harness, a wind gust blows the sail free of the cables. Ursula watches as it spins end over end above the bay. George smacks himself with a pulled back cord. Another gust billows the chute back. Then George rights the parasail. The rescue captain turns the boat's helm as George starts to descend. The chopper swoops past George, then the captain steers his vessel, changing direction. As George yanks his harness cord and descends toward the oncoming boat, observers on the deck, Ursula and firemen all look on.
Watch out for that!
George collides with a boat window, face smushed against the glass, then slides down the pane. He He casts off the parasail, revealing Ursula beside him.
George!
Ursula!
What are you doing? Are you okay? You just saved that man's life!
George's just lucky, I guess.
She hugs him.
This coffee stuff really worked good.
In a salon.
One of the most daring rescues ever recorded.
A manicurist files the small dog's nails. With her hair tinted in foil, Mrs. Stanhope gazes at Ursula and George embracing on TV.
You know, they say the city by the bay is the most romantic in the world, and it looks as though there might be a little romance unfolding under the Bay Bridge. We'll be back in a moment.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle...
There's five stinking apes out there. Which one are we taking to Vegas?
The one who's playing chess.
Checkmate.
Thor fires a dart, striking apes back. His fellow gorillas bare their teeth and scatter.
Sweet dreams, banana breath.
Tookie, go find George.
Tookie flies off. Ape stumbles through the treehouse, knocking books from a desk, then sinks onto a chair. As Thor enters, rifle in hand, Max turns around.
Thor.
He and Max stand over the helpless ape.
Let's get him in the cage while he's still under. Come on.
Max and Thor wheel the caged ape through the grassland.
As the pesky poachers grunted and groaned, pushing and pulling the ponderous primate along, the trusty Tookie Tookie Bird was already winging to the rescue, making a birdline for San Francisco, where George of the Jungle was trying to give the heiress Ursula the courage to face her parents by helping her discover the juju within.
Ursula drives.
Make jungle call, then you'll feel brave.
No, I can't.
Come on, big breath.
No.
Here, support voice.
No.
Ursula,
no,
please,
no.
Please.
I can't do it.
Big, brave, queen of jungle. Come on, Ursula.
A couple in a passing car glances over. She drives up to a mansion.
Wow.
Not bad for a beginner.
Emboldened with jungle juju, Ursula Stanhope went inside to break the news to her parents, who took it extremely well.
Mother, Daddy, I love you both very much. I have something very important to tell you, and I hope you'll understand. I don't want to marry Lyle anymore.
We understand, dear.
Just kidding.
Ursula's mom drops a glass that shatters on the floor.
The young Miss Stanhope proceeded to spill the beans.
I went to the jungle.
Very quickly.
Ursula gestures in sped-up motion. Her parents face one another. As she mimes swinging on a vine, they follow her movements with their eyes.
Until she got to the important part at the end.
And then Lyle shot him. So Lyle is in jail, and George is with me. And I don't want to marry Lyle anymore.
I knew it. It's that swinging man from the bridge. I saw you smooching on TV.
Mother, we weren't smooching.
How could you do this to me?
Don't you realize the caliber of people who are going to be here?
Calm down, Beatrice, and let her see.
I thought we would be introducing them to Lyle Vandergroot, not some wild man you found in the jungle.
Beatrice, this is supposed to be her wedding, not yours.
So?
Beatrice, I know you're upset. And so am I, but we can't force her to marry someone against her will.
Why not?
Mom, Dad, I'm ready to go out there and apologize to everybody and tell them what really happened.
Absolutely not! As far as I'm concerned, you caught one of those viruses. Yes, one of those dreadful jungle viruses that get nice girls all confused. And if Lyle survives that awful jail, you will simply have to kiss and make up. As for this evening, we will hold our heads high and we will carry on. Now, darling, where is that charming young friend of yours?
Outside.
Well, where is he?
I don't know. He's around here someplace.
Find him. We haven't got all day.
Caterers wheel over a tiered
look
cake.
Look how wonderful. And look at Richard's exquisite figurines of you and darling Lyle.
As George swings from a rope off a balcony, the figurines gape. He crashes through the cake and strikes a catering van. He tumbles off into a laundry cart. Ursula's parents lift their frosting-covered heads from behind the remnants of the cake.
Mom, Dad, this is George.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Ursula.
How do you do?
The dog licks frosting from George's face, then chomps the head of Lyle's figurine. Inside a ballroom, guests in evening dress converse. The figurines stand on the top tier of the cake, now a hill-like mound with patches of frosting. Lyle's head is missing. Beatrice talks to Willie Brown.
It is always such a pleasure to see you, Mr. Mayor.
And you know, it's so nice to get away from City Hall and be around some normal people for a change.
Well, you are perfectly normal, I assure you. In an exceptional way, of course.
Of course. And what about this guy, Lyle? Mm-hmm. You know, I'd really like to meet the man you deem good enough to marry your daughter.
Oh, well, unfortunately, Lyle is busy at the moment, tending to some legal affairs. Some pate, Mr. Mayor.
You know, I never touch that stuff.
Oh.
I had a lovely time.
Would you excuse us, please?
Excuse me, Dr. Vogel.
It's 7:30. Do you know where your jungle man is?
Outside, Ursula and her friends watch George run alongside a horse.
So this is what you were doing in the jungle, clever girl?
Yeah. He swung me on vines and fed me coconut milk.
I knew it. He's not a real meatloaf, is he?
No. I mean, he's not brainy in that doctor, lawyer, banker way, but he has something else. He has a...
sensual intelligence. Sensual intelligence. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Nearby.
What is it with chicks and horses, huh?
Ursula leans on a paddock railing, gazing dreamily. George nuzzles his head against the horse's neck as he gently pats its flank. Guests make their way up the mansion's circular driveway. In the ballroom, a string quartet plays. As George eyes his distorted reflection in a metal punch bowl lid, Mr. Stanhope arrives.
George, how are you this evening?
Two men approach. George fills the lid with fruit.
Pretty sharp threads there, George, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where are you based?
The jungle.
Area. Got our teeth in New York also. Yeah, you considering a position with Stanhope? That could be fruitful.
Fruitful? This place not so fruitful. Nobody here have big coconuts.
A chunk of banana protrudes from George's mouth as he chews. Beatrice
George?
Takes the tray from his hand.
Would you mind stepping outside with me? Thank you so much. For just a moment.
Sure.
Outside, George and Beatrice walk arm in arm. He waves the banana peel at a passing guest, then stuffs it in his pocket.
Hello, Rilla. Well, we haven't been friends for very long, George, but I already think I know something about you.
Oh?
You are in love with my daughter.
Old Mrs. Ursula, not so dumb.
Charming. My concern, however, is that Ursula seems to reciprocate your feelings, and that does present a problem.
They take a seat.
You see, you and Ursula together would be unbefitting her social stature. You see? Let me put it in a way you might understand. Where you come from, zebras marry zebras and leopards marry leopards. Stripes with stripes, spots with spots. Well, Ursula is a stripe, and you are a spot. One which I intend to have removed as soon as possible.
So you know what, Ursula, to love George?
I would rather have my tongue nailed to this table every morning at breakfast.
That hurt.
Not as much as you will if you do anything to screw up my daughter's marriage to Lyle Vandergroot. When Lyle returns, this wedding will proceed as planned. If you do anything to upset that, I will remove your reason for wearing a loincloth.
A server arrives.
Steak tartare, Mrs. Stanhope?
Oh, no, thank you. I've had quite enough protein for today. Huh. Have a pleasant evening, Mr. Jungle.
Beatrice heads back to the mansion, leaving George staring sadly. Lights illuminate the San Francisco skyline and the marina below. A few scattered lights shine in the windows of Ursula's apartment building. George sits resting on the balcony, eyes closed, and leaning against a column. Tuki flies behind him. He perches on his arm.
Tuki? Tuki!
He tearfully hugs the bird.
George, so happy to see Tuki. Ape kidnapped? Ape napped? George, save ape! Ursula.
George enters Ursula's bedroom, where she sleeps sound. He gazes tenderly downward, his lips parted. George kneels at her bedside and rests his arm beside her. As he yanks at the crocodile tooth, it comes loose with a short piece of the necklace. Reaching down, he gently places the tooth into the palm of her half-closed hand. He carefully withdraws his hand. Reaching over, as he tenderly caresses a long lock of Ursula's hair, his finger brushes her brow. A faint smile forms on his lips, followed by a wider grin. Ursula's hand closes on the charm. George runs down a car-lined street, then a winding driveway as the city spreads out in the distance. Daytime. In the mansion's library, Ursula sits across from her father while Beatrice paces.
Well, of course he went back to the jungle. Where else would he go, the hag?
But why would he leave without saying goodbye?
Well, personally, I think he acted rather sensibly. Showed good character. He understands that he belongs there. You belong here. It's really all a question of stripes and spots.
What? Oh, no. You got to him. Mother, what did you say?
I simply said that if he really cared for you, he'd leave you alone and let you get on with your life and marry Lyle.
I am not marrying Lyle, Mother.
Beatrice, perhaps we should just...
Arthur! Now, Ursula, darling, don't be ridiculous. There's a big difference between marriageable material and a fling in the jungle.
A fling in the jungle? A fling in the jungle. Who says I had a fling in the jungle?
You don't think you can fool your mother, do you? You've been head over heels for that ape ever since you brought him here. Now, Ursula, that kind of love is fleeting. You'll get over it.
Ursula's gaze drifts thoughtfully, then falls on Beatrice, who lifts her brow. Ursula rests her chin on her hand.
Did you just say love?
No.
You did.
Ursula.
You're right.
Don't say it.
I love him. I'm out of here.
Ursula, you can't love him. Arthur, say something.
Be careful out there, honey.
What?
Goodbye, Daddy.
No.
Love you.
What?
I love you, Mom. Thank you.
Arthur, do something.
What would you have me do? There's obviously no stopping her.
Oh, God.
She knocks back a glass of sherry.
Ursula!
God, that woman's a pain in the ass.
Meanwhile, halfway across the world, another ass was feeling pain as an ape named Ape was caged in a cage, hoping to hear the Jungle King's awesome.
A delivery truck pulls into a village, then two delivery men unload a large crate.
Hey, I'm pretty good at that. And wondering if he would ever come. But the motion-sick mammal needn't have moaned, for that defender of the innocent, protector of the weak, and all-around good guy, George of the Jungle, was closer than he knew.
Tookie's beak and George's nose poke from air holes. The delivery men open the crate.
It's time George get bigger box.
George drops a shoebox at his feet, then removes a pair of athletic shoes. He tightens a lace and adjusts the tongue of one shoe. Standing on a porch, he tugs up the tongue of the other. George leaps over a table. He sprints off, followed by a trio of children who stop at the edge of the grassland waving, while George continues on. Arms pumping, George runs through the lush landscape, sparsely dotted with trees. Two lions turn their heads as George passes. George runs uphill along a grassy ridge. Elsewhere, Thor wears a harness as he pulls Ape's cage. Max pushes its wheeled cart from behind. As George runs steadily over thick patches of grass, he clutches his necklace and peers down at the ring. Two zebras scurry away at his approach. He runs up a gently sloping hill bordered by a tall mountainside. Meanwhile, the cart's front wheel gets stuck in a rut in the ground.
Oh, bad luck!
As Thor and Max try to push it out, Ape drops a banana peel.
Did you hear something?
What?
I heard a noise.
Shut up and push!
Thor slips on the peel and falls face first against the cage.
I think I said the truth.
Ape passes gas.
Oh, Thor, you're disgusting!
God, that wasn't me!
Not me.
George leaps in mid-stride as he hurries across the landscape, past dense thickets of trees. Kneeling in a canoe, George paddles furiously upriver with an oar. The trackers resume hauling Ape's cage through the jungle. Machete in hand, Thor leads them along a trail.
I'm hungry!
Oh, shut up! You've been yakking for 2 days straight. I'm getting mad enough to...
You know, you really should work on your anger. Have you tried Brankowski's cage the rage technique?
Don't let him get to you, Thor. It's just an eight.
That's a fine way to talk to your meal ticket. You keep that up, it's liable to affect my stage performance.
Give him a banana, Thor. Won't be long now.
It's what you said yesterday. This trail's taking us to the middle of nowhere.
The sign at the trail edge said shortcut to Eight River. Now, why would it say shortcut if it wasn't a... Wait a minute. Maybe it's a fake. A decoy trail.
Very good, Matt. Actually, the trail is a fake. It circles Ape Mountain 6 times before heading right back to the treehouse.
Oh, I knew we was lost.
Don't listen to him, Thor. He's just trying to trick us. Lead us off the shortcut so we take twice as long on the regular trail.
We're already taking twice as long.
Are you going to let a monkey make a monkey out of you?
What?
Duh.
Let's go. If he tells us the shortcut leads to the treehouse, and that's exactly where it doesn't lead.
Sunlight shines through the jungle canopy as George comes to a stop and sees objects strewn about the vacant treehouse.
Ed?
Hoisting himself onto the balcony, George takes in the ransacked living area. Reaching down to the floor, he lifts up a broken gorilla statuette, then sets it down. Nearby, he retrieves Ape's smashed eyeglasses. As he slowly lifts the spectacles, he stares intently, eyes darting.
Poor Ape, Matt, brother.
Meanwhile...
Careful! Matt, look! We're back at the treehouse.
Well, I tried, but you fellas are just too smart for me.
Oh, no.
Oh, no was right for the exhausted ape-nappers.
Why don't you say something constructive for a change? Like, what we should do now?
Because I don't like you.
Oh, I hate you, you snotty son of a...
Thor, were you fighting with the narrator?
Well, he started it. You did, too. You did, too. You did,
Thor?
Too.
George overhears.
I'm not dragging this thing another inch.
What are you doing? Get back there and work. Where are you going?
Wretched little weasel.
Won't you give me a weasel, you big brontosaurus?
As George leaps down, the trackers take a step back.
Let's take care of him.
They ram his head between the cage bars.
Why didn't you come sooner?
Why are the little stars around head?
As he's pulled back, the stars follow, then his head's rammed through again.
George, remember everything I taught you about Queensbury rules and fighting fair?
Uh-huh.
Well, now's a good time to forget it.
Let's finish him off.
George kicks the trackers in the crotch and extricates himself from the bars.
Oh, I got rage, Max!
Let it out, Thor! Let it out!
Max elbows George, then Thor's punch to the chin sends him flying from his sneakers. He lands crumpled against a tree.
Right, jungle boy!
Max twists George's nipples and throws a punch that hits Thor. George presses Max toward his armpits, then takes a whiff himself before Thor seizes him. George blocks Thor's punch and socks him in the gut. Whipping the tracker's jacket over his head, he delivers uppercuts to his body. As they tumble back, George ends up straddling Thor and wearing his jacket. Using one arm, George punches Max in front of him and elbows Thor behind. Ape's gaze follows the movement. As the punches and elbows continue, Ape munches a banana, then reads a newspaper. George rams their heads through the cage bars, then Ape farts. Shep approaches nearby. As George blocks Thor's charge, Ape puts Max in a chokehold. George gives Thor a wedgie and pulls his underwear over his head. Max distracts Ape with a banana, then chomps his finger. As Ape loosens his grip, Max gets free. Tuki lands on Shep's head. As Max holds George in a full Nelson, Thor tickles his torso. Ape jumps against the top of the cage. Max punches George's stomach. Shep lifts his trunk with Tuki peeking out from the inside. As the little monkey yanks Shep's tail, Tuki shoots from his trunk and strikes Thor in the butt. Thor runs off, the toucan impaled in his backside. Shep and George look on, laughing. The monkey loads a coconut in Shep's trunk. George gleefully watches Thor struggling. He ducks as Shep blasts a series of coconuts that strike Max's face. George takes a coconut in the face, then another blast strikes Ape's crotch. More shots hit Max. The monkey high-fives Shep's foot. Max aims a rifle.
Shep, look out!
Ursula swings over on a vine. Ursula boots Max near the cage where Ape thumps him with a coconut. She collides with a tree.
George, good teacher.
Ursula swings back woozily, then falls into George's arms.
came all this way to tell you that...
Ursula, talk later. George, busy now.
He tosses her down, then taps Thor's shoulder.
What? Fella got toucan on can.
I know.
George twists his wrist, then rears his arm back. As Thor turns around, George swings his arm in circles and socks his face. As the burly tracker spins in circles, George's eyes dizzyingly follow his movements. George blinks, then his head starts to shudder and shake. Thor stops spinning. Grinning, he falls back.
Good show, George! And you too, Tuki!
Oh, my hero. Did I just say that?
George picks her up.
George! Over here, George!
Hey, sit tight, George. Be right back.
Sir.
George carries Ursula past a hammock below the treehouse. Setting her gently onto her feet, he gazes into her eyes.
Now George can talk. What Ursula come back to say?
Only that I know in my heart that I really, truly...
Haven't seen the light yet.
Lyle.
Lyle? Yes, Lyle. For the venal Vandegroot had escaped from the Bujumbura jail and joined an obscure cult on the shores of Lake Tanganyika, which had empowered him with a peculiar piece of parchment.
What are you doing here?
Surprise, my little cupcake. You see, I'm now a mail-order minister, ordained in the Church of Celestial Power and Light, Incorporated. Capable of performing legally binding marriage ceremonies anywhere.
Well, I'm not marrying you.
Actually, you are.
Come on,
let's go. Come along, my little African
George.
Queen.
No, George, really bad. George.
A snare lands around George as men detain him.
At ease, drunken boy.
Everybody freeze now.
Operation completed as ordered.
Sir.
Thank you, Gunner, Gunter, Hans, Jan, and Phil.
Subtitle, thank you, sir.
No hard feelings, Stone Belly. The best man won, that's all. I should say the guy who brought mercenaries won, that's all. Okay, honey, you ready to go? I got a boat waiting to take us to Bujumbura.
Signs read, shortcut to Ape River and George's Way.
Don't go that way! Go that way!
Lyle hoists her up.
See you later. Adios. A wiedersehen.
Lyle pulls Ursula past another sign reading quickest route to Ape River. An under construction sign nailed above it swings down.
Come on.
The little monkey eyes George as mercenaries carry him off. A subtitle.
Oh, see the monkey.
The little monkey makes a funny face at the men. As they step away with George, the primate scampers down to a bongo and beats it with drumsticks. Listening nearby, a trio of gorillas heads over. The mercenaries guard the cage stuffed with Ape, George, Max, and Thor. Four gorillas wearing red headbands peer from the bushes. One swings two staffs, another snaps nunchucks taut. A third splits a boulder in two with a chop of the hand.
Bongo gram!
Work every time!
The mercenaries and trackers share the cage.
Good work, brother apes!
Now listen very carefully to George.
Subtitles, my noble kinsman, thou hast served me well. Now thy work tis done, but behold how Shep doth dispatch these villains. George rattles the cage as Shep stands nearby. As Shep lifts a leg, the trackers grimace. At the foot of Ape Mountain, Lyle drags Ursula toward a cave. She breaks free.
Stop it! You're such a...
She kicks his shin. He hops on one foot, then grabs her by the hand and pulls her into the cave.
You know, I forgive you. And I'm willing to give you yet another chance.
Lyle, you don't know where you're going.
They fall down a shaft and land in a river. The swift current carries them downward, then spits them out of the cave as the river continues flowing along a rock channel outside. Lyle and Ursula shoot over a hump and plunge over the side of the falls, arms flailing. They splash down in a lake beside a rubber raft. Gasping, they break the surface of the water.
You see? I told you I had a boat waiting.
Arms pumping, George sprints along dry grassland overlooking a valley. Later, he swings from one vine to another. As he grabs hold of a third, it lifts its head. A snake bares its fangs inches from his face. As its tail uncoils from a branch, George lets go, grabs hold of a vine, and continues on. George swings out over the valley. On the lake, Lyle stops paddling the raft. He wears a clergyman's collar.
Okay, then. All righty. Reverend Lyle, ready to perform the ceremony. Do you, Ursula Stanhope, take me, Lyle Vandegroot, to be your lawful wedded husband?
Get a grip, Lyle.
From high ground, George spies the raft floating towards whitewater nearby. Ursula half rises, gazing forward at the churning rapids.
Lyle?
Yeah, honey.
Lyle?
Oh my God!
As the raft enters the rapids, Ursula grabs the oars. George swings past a grove of trees. Below, the raft shoots over the roiling whitewater and sideswipes a boulder. George looks down from a boulder. Tuki grabs hold of a vine and drops it into his grasp before flying off.
Thanks, Tuki!
Ursula struggles to reach the oars.
Biggest swing in jungle history. Will hurt very much. George have to do it.
George lifts his feet from the boulder and swings downward. Ursula grips tight to the oars as whitewater sprays her and Lyle. George clutches the vine, teeth clenched. Ursula paddles the raft over a hump. The vessel bumps a rock wall, spins around, and nearly capsizes. Trees blur by George as he swings past. He grimaces, eyes shut tight against the wind shear. In slow motion, cascading water partially submerges the raft. George rockets forward on his vine, lips and jowls flapping wildly. Hurtling towards rapidly approaching treetops, George faces us.
This gonna hurt.
George, watch out for that tree!
Bark flies from the tree trunk, leaving an imprint of George's spread-eagled figure.
George not feels so good.
A crack forms in the base of the trunk, running all the way around. George holds on tight as the tree topples. The tree lands, jutting over the river. As the raft passes, George grabs Ursula's hand. The vessel drifts into a dark cave.
Oh, thank God we've made it. Say I do, Ursula.
Lyle flicks the light.
That's it, we're married. Have a look at my bride.
A gorilla sits beside him.
No!
As the raft floats out to daylight, the gorilla pins Lyle back and smooches him. The gorilla kisses his face. George and Ursula straddle the fallen tree, holding hands.
George, what I came here to say was that I love you.
Ursula loved George?
So much.
George loved Ursula, too.
And so, George of the Jungle received the first kiss of his life that came from neither elephant nor ape.
Their kiss continues outside the treehouse.
And on the following new moon, Ursula Stanhope finally got the simple wedding she had hoped for, as the San Francisco heiress and the King of the Jungle joined their hearts forever in wedded bliss.
Ursula wears a white dress and George a leopard cape.
The rings!
The rings.
The rings? Tuki?
George yanks two wedding bands from the toucan's beak. George slips one ring on Ursula's finger as he stares into her eyes. Leaning down, he kisses her. With one leg held aloft, Shep rocks his flower-crowned head to and fro. A chimp in a dinner jacket pours a glass of champagne and offers it. With her dog in her lap, Beatrice shudders as a gorilla passes.
Arthur, I wish you'd do something about all these monkeys. I feel like Jane Goodall.
Ape arrives.
Madam, I knew Jane Goodall, and you are no Jane Goodall.
Beatrice's eyes widen in bewilderment. Ursula tosses her bouquet from the treehouse staircase, and Betsy catches it. As one gorilla shoves Betsy and grabs the flowers, a second one chases the first. Ursula looks on, laughing. The quartet of gorillas beats bongos. Betsy dances with the largest porter, and Ape dances with Beatrice. Two monkeys watch Shep swiping a bottle of champagne off Kwame's table with his trunk. As the elephant tips the bottle toward his mouth, Kwame smiles and raises his glass. The chimp swigs from a champagne bottle. With joyful flourishes, Arthur dances with Ursula. As George looks on admiringly, his bride turns to face him. The newlyweds share a sweet smile. As Ursula teasingly turns her veil, George laughs, rolls his eyes, and joins her on the dance floor. Facing his father-in-law, George gives him a hearty handshake and hug, then musses his hair. Ursula throws her arms around George. George and Ursula ride atop Shep, just married, painted on the elephant's hindquarters. In the treehouse, a photo of the newlyweds stands beside a double bed. Nearby, they hold a curly-haired toddler.
Good boy.
And so ends our tale of that defender of the innocent, protector of the weak, and all-around good guy, George of the Jungle. A noble king, his beautiful queen, and their nimble young heir to the jungle throne.
George, watch out for
that. He clunks into a tree branch.
I know what you're thinking. How does a baby raised by an ape grow up to be king of the jungle, find his queen, and live happily ever after?
George just lucky, I guess.
As George stands with Ursula on a boulder overlooking the animal-filled valley, he holds their son aloft. As the image freezes, words appear. The end.
Watch out for that tree. George, George, George of the jungle lives a life that's free.
Wait a moment! Wait! Don't you want to know what happened to me?
A film strip flutters and burns. A neon sign reads, "Welcome to fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada." On a stage, flamboyantly dressed showgirls dance in front of a jungle backdrop. On stage, Ape wears a sequin suit. Doffing his hat, he tosses it into the audience.
And now, the end is near. And so I face the final curtain. My friends, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case.
The showgirls gesture upwards. A man in a loincloth stands on a platform near a mock-up of a palm tree. A blonde woman does the same on the opposite end of the stage.
And more, much more than this. I did it my way. Yes, the time.
Max and Thor peer out from holes cut in a sparkly tree. The actor and actress swing across the stage on vines. As they collide with the tree, Max and Thor grimace. The showgirls mime spitting.
And I stood tall, and it is my way.
Ape poses with the showgirls. This film has been described by Deluxe with funding by Disney. Voice by Ron Snow.
George, George, George of the jungle, strong as he can be. Ah! Watch out for that tree. George, George, George of the jungle lives a life that's free. Watch out for that tree. When he gets in a scrape, he makes his escape with help from his friend, an ape named Ape. And his elephant chef can fetch along. He's man's best friend, he's George's dog. He's George, George, George of the jungle, strong as he can be. Watch out for that tree. George, George, George of the jungle, friend to you and me. Watch out for that tree. Hear him holler, swing and sing. All the animals come to the jungle king. So grab a vine and swing in time. It's like a tree, just pay no mind. Like George, George, George of the jungle. 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 George of the jungle, swing from tree to tree. Watch out for that tree. George, George, George of the jungle lives a life that's free. Watch out for that tree. Lost in the wild was a baby with a smile named George, who stayed for quite a while. And George grew up in the trees above. When Ursula found him, they found love. She took him to the city, took him straight downtown, but the concrete cliffs brought poor George down. So it's back to the jungle for a wedding in the green, for the king and queen of the animal scene. George, George, George of the jungle, strong as he can be. Watch out for that tree. Watch out for that bang, ooh, tree. George, George, George of the jungle, watch out for that tree.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the king of the jungle.